Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
SAGE 888-971-7243. So Obama's making the argument why you should vote for Kamala Harris, because Donald Trump doesn't change diapers, and Donald Trump does not know how to change a tire. So pretty compelling reasons to vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, I would think. The former president had a few things to say, not only about Biden, but about what he thinks is the biggest threat to our republic. Number 18.
We have countries that are charging us 100%, 150%. Think of it. And we charge them nothing. It's been a pillaging of our country. It's been a terrible, terrible thing. This has been going on for a long time. I started changing it a lot fast. I changed it with a lot of countries. A lot of countries don't like me. You know, I get always bad publicity. This one doesn't like me. Germany doesn't like me. A lot of countries don't like me. They say, who do you like better, Sleepy Joe Biden or Trump? Oh, I like Biden better. Yeah, because he let them do what they're doing. He doesn't have a clue, the guy. He just goes to sleep at 4 o'clock every damn day. He doesn't have a clue. And he's destroying, you know, they're destroying our country. You see, that's the real threat to democracy, stupid people. That's the threat. Our biggest threat to democracy is stupid people.
Notice the applause. Our biggest threat to democracy is stupid people. And they think you're stupid. They'll still sit there and tell you that Donald Trump said there's going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't get elected, when he said no such thing. It's on tape. You can look at it yourself. He was specifically talking about the auto industry, saying that if Harris got elected, China would build a bunch of factories in Mexico, sell the cars here, decimating our industry. And he said it would be a bloodbath for the auto industry. Whether you believe that or not, it's beside the point. The point is, he wasn't saying it's going to be a bloodbath. If I lose, I'll send a whole bunch of Nazis into the streets, white supremacists, neo-Nazis. They think you're stupid. How many times have you heard people say Donald Trump said inject bleach? Donna Brazile said it. Said it on Fox News. And Greg Gutfeld checked her and said, he never said that. Show me the tape where he said it. Never said it. And she didn't say it anymore, at least that segment. She probably still says it. And then, of course, as the Charlottesville both sides lie, they still say it. Kamala Harris referred to it in her campaign ad. The first campaign ad Joe Biden did, it's in there. 7 years after the fact, Snopes, the left-wing fact-check organization, says Donald Trump was referring to good and bad people on both sides of the debate about whether there should be a Confederate monument in the public square. Yet they still say it. Why? Because they think you're stupid. Joe Biden on three occasions said inflation was 9% when he came into office. Said it three times. It was 1.4%. Alejandro Mayorkas, under oath, says the border is secure. Under oath, which is why he was impeached. Kamala Harris asked a very simple question. Is there anything that you would have done differently than Joe Biden? Nothing that comes to mind. Jaw-dropping. And the hostility from Biden to Trump. And I'm sure vice versa. Number 27, this is Biden.
Spoken before President Trump at all?
Are you kidding me? Mr. President Trump, former President Trump, get a life, man. Help these people.
Will you hold him accountable? You said you were going to hold those accountable.
Kamala Harris, touting her hurricane response, number 25.
I do think that the crisis that we have just experienced and the ongoing effects of it because of these hurricanes are yet another example of the importance of having leadership at a moment of crisis who understands their role and responsibility.
Tell that to Senator John Kennedy, number 34.
Well, Vice President Harris and some members of the media are complaining that people are asking hard questions about the Biden-Harris recovery to Hurricane Helene. They say it's a new conspiracy theory. I'll concede that we need some new conspiracy theories, but it's because all the old ones turned out to be true. Conspiracy theories up something like 37-0. Here are the facts. Helene was a monster storm. We saw it coming. The federal government had time to prepare. It wasn't prepared. We don't have nearly enough soldiers and military helicopters rescuing people. During Katrina, we had 20,000 soldiers and 350 military helicopters. A week after the storm in Appalachia, we had, I think, 7,000 soldiers and maybe 100 helicopters, and you especially need helicopters in a mountainous area. Senators Budd and Tillis are so frustrated, they've asked Vice President Harris and President Biden to put an active duty military leader in charge, but so far I don't think they've heard anything. Now, in the middle of all this, the White House...
I was just going to say,
in the middle of all this, the White House sends a FEMA representative on a national talk show on Sunday to say, stop with the hard questions. It's hurting the morale of the FEMA employees. You can't, even Jussie Smollett can't make this stuff up. I mean, most Americans who saw that interview, Sean, thought, you know, cry me a river. That's what we pay you for. Get your ass back to work. And do your job. And then, in the middle of all this, the vice president puts out this tweet that she wants to send $157 million to Lebanon. Lebanon is run by Hezbollah. We're at war with Hezbollah. If you give Lebanon money, Hezbollah will take it and use it to buy weapons to try to kill us and Israel. There's no reward for being stupid.
Biden pushing the same narrative that the disinformation is causing people harm. He went further than that, though. Number 20.
Now, not only that, our fellow Americans are putting their lives on the line to do this dangerous work and receive death penalties. Some received death penalties yesterday. As a result of reckless, irresponsible, relentless disinformation and outright lies that continue to flow.
Some Americans received death penalties as a result of disinformation. Next segment, I'll play you again the exchange between Jake Tapper of CNN and Mayor Pete. Because Jake Tapper asked the Secretary of Transportation, give me a specific concrete example of the harm that's been caused by this misinformation that Biden just now spoke about. Causing people to do what? Causing people to not leave when they're asked to leave? Causing people to drink bleach? What exactly is happening because of this alleged disinformation? You just now heard Senator Kennedy talk about the sluggish response. It was Mayorkas who said that we're going to run out of money. Now all of a sudden, FEMA has a lot of money they're supposedly sitting on. It wasn't Trump who said they're running out of money. It was Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, under whose leadership FEMA. So when we cite Mayorkas saying we're running out of money, and it is absolutely true that money has been sent to Lebanon, absolutely true that FEMA money has been spent on illegal aliens, somehow, some way, that's disinformation. And according to Joe Biden, it is literally handing someone a death sentence, death penalty. Really? More on that when we come back. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
America's top podcasters are on the Salem Podcast Network. Charlie Kirk.
And if any Democrat is out there advocating for Donald Trump to be in a courthouse for September, October, you are a repulsive person. I'm sorry. You are deciding to shred the United States Constitution and our traditions just to try to win an election.
Laura Trump.
This is basic stuff. If things aren't working, you got to change them. That's the problem the Democrats have. All of their policy positions seem so extreme and so crazy. And you look at this and you're like, I don't know, that seems to make a lot of sense to me.
And Trish Regan.
And people that are here legally really don't appreciate all these illegals coming in, depressing wages for the rest of the labor pool, possibly introducing an element of crime to their communities. They don't want it. They're not having it. And so guess what? They're migrating to Trump.
Subscribe today for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Plot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
SAG, Attention Patriots. The 2024 Battleground Talkers Tour is coming this October, and this time it is our republic under attack. The stakes have never been higher. Our freedoms, our values, our very way of life are on the line. You see, the left wants to rewrite history, silence your voice, push America over the edge, but we won't let them. Join me, join the fight. Along with some of the biggest conservative voices of the nation, as we break down the most pivotal election of our lifetime. Battleground Talkers Tour is coming to key cities across the nation this October. Visit battlegroundtour.com. That's battlegroundtour.com to find out where. Now, Biden just said that because of disinformation, Americans are receiving a death penalty. On the CNN show with Jake Tapper, he's interviewing the Secretary of Transportation, Mayor Pete. Mayor Pete went off on all the disinformation and the harm it was causing. And Jake Tapper said, can you give me a specific concrete example of the harm that you're talking about, number 26?
As we just heard, President Biden spoke about information. Has there been any specific concrete fallout from this misinformation? Obviously, it's horrible for misinformation to be shared. What have been some actual results that have caused damage?
Well, what I know is if you're out there and you hear somebody saying that the $750, for example, that is what FEMA does to help you get immediate food, diapers, water. If somebody out there says that's all you're going to get and you believe that, then you might not apply for more funding, which you can and should get and which you deserve. Such is one example of how there can be real harm for real people as a result of lies or misinformation spreading. Look, some of it sounds incredibly so outlandish that you wouldn't really worry about people believing it, like a United States member of Congress talking about weather control. But, you know, a lot of folks, if they hear a member of Congress say something.
That's enough. He didn't answer the question. You're attacking people like J.D. Vance, attacking people like Trump for talking about the poor response. And you're saying that it's causing harm. And Jake Tapper on CNN, friendly guy, friendly network, he's on your side. Ask a real simple question. Give me an example. He assumed you had examples. You didn't. It's just rhetoric. And any time you make a criticism about FEMA, about Harris, about their response, it is then going to be called disinformation that is, quote, causing harm. This from the people who refer to Trump as a fascist, as a Nazi, as a Hitler that has inspired two assassination attempts. One of them, the second one, the guy literally wrote, "Democracy is on the ballot. Exactly the same language that these Trump-hating Democrats have been spewing. That's a concrete example. Give me a concrete example of where somebody has been harmed by criticizing the response to Helene and to Milton. Give me an example of where somebody has been harmed by criticizing FEMA. Give me an example, said Tapper, and he couldn't do it. He went off on a big stream the way he always does. This guy is glib. He is slick. He really is quite slick. Let's hear that again.
President Biden spoke about information. Has there been any specific concrete fallout from this misinformation?
Okay, hold it right there. Hold it right there. Any specific concrete fallout from this misinformation? Give it to me, Mayor Pete.
Actual results that have caused damage.
Well, what I know is if you're out there and you hear somebody saying that the $750, for example, that is what FEMA does to help you.
Hold on. So what I know is if you're out there and you hear somebody say this $750 is all you're going to get, well, then maybe you all give me a specific, concrete example, Mayor Pete. He couldn't do it. Continue.
The $750, for example, that is what FEMA does to help you get immediate food, diapers, water. If somebody out there says that's all you're going to get and you believe them, then you might not apply for more funding, which you can and should get and which you deserve. Such is one example of how there can be real harm for real people as a result of lies or misinformation spreading. Look, some of it sounds incredibly so outlandish that you would really worry about people.
So you can't do it. Joe Biden just now said that disinformation is equivalent to the death penalty. And your answer is, well, if you hear something and you're out there and somebody says there's nothing there and all you're going to do is ask for the $750 when you can get more, then maybe you're not going to answer them. Incompetence. Can you think of something that you would have done differently than President Joe Biden? Nothing comes to mind.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
I'm stumped. What about the Build Back Better bill? You broke the tie that allowed it to pass, created inflation. Would you, in retrospect, was that a bad idea? What about the fact that you killed the Keystone Pipeline and you stopped giving permits to drill on federal property until you realized that you shouldn't do that? Was that a problem? What about preventing drilling in Anwar? Was that a problem? What about reversing the Trump policies on the border? She's pushed pretty hard about that on 60 Minutes. Number 31.
But one issue that has proven impervious to compromise is immigration. Over the past 4 years, the Biden-Harris approach has been inconsistent, and Republicans are convinced immigration is the vice president's Achilles heel. You recently visited the southern border and embraced President Biden's recent crackdown on asylum seekers. And that crackdown produced an almost immediate and dramatic decrease in the number of border crossings. If that's the right answer now, why didn't your administration take those steps in 2021?
The first bill we proposed to Congress was to fix our broken immigration system, knowing that if you want to actually fix it, we need Congress to act. It was not taken up. Fast forward to a moment when a bipartisan group of members of the United States Senate, including one of the most conservative members of the United States Senate, got together, came up with a border security bill. Well, guess what happened? Donald Trump got word that this bill was afoot and could be passed, and he wants to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem, so he told his buddies in Congress, Kill the bill. Don't let it move forward.
We'll finish her answer on the other side because she got pressed. I'm Larry Elder.
Discover Mosaic Restaurant, where every experience is memorable and every meal is a masterpiece. Join us for breakfast, lunch, dinner, happy hour, and weekend brunch in our indoor dining room, bar, and outdoor patios. Enjoy Mosaic handcrafted cocktails, fine wines, craft beers, stone oven pizza, and locally sourced specials. Conveniently located next to the Sheraton Reading Hotel, just steps from Turtle Bay Museum, Sundial Bridge, and beautiful garden. Turtle Bay members enjoy a 10% discount year-round. For menus and reservations, visit mosaicreading.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Setting fire to the airwaves, it's the Larry Elder Show.
But one issue that has proven impervious to compromise is immigration. Over the past 4 years, the Biden-Harris approach has been inconsistent, and Republicans are convinced immigration is the vice president's Achilles heel.
You recently visited the southern border and embraced President Biden's recent crackdown on asylum seekers. And That crackdown produced an almost immediate and dramatic decrease in the number of border crossings. If that's the right answer now, why didn't your administration take those steps in 2021?
The first bill we proposed to Congress was to fix our broken immigration system, knowing that if you want to actually fix it, we need Congress to act. It was not taken up. Fast forward to a moment when a bipartisan group of members of the United States Senate, including one of the most conservative members of the United States Senate, got together, came up with a border security bill. Well, guess what happened? Donald Trump got word that this bill was afoot and could be passed, and he wants to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem, so he told his buddies in Congress, kill the bill, don't let it move forward.
But I've been covering the border for years, and so I know this is not a problem that started with your administration.
Correct.
But there was an historic flood of undocumented immigrants coming across the border the first 3 years of your administration. As a matter of fact, arrivals quadrupled from the last year of President Trump. Was it a mistake to loosen the immigration policies as much as you did?
It's a long-standing problem. And solutions are at hand. And from day one, literally, we have been offering solutions.
What I was asking was it a mistake to kind of allow that flood to happen in the first place?
I think the policies that we have been proposing are about fixing a problem, not promoting a problem. Okay?
But the numbers did quadruple.
And the numbers today, because of what we have done, we have cut the flow of illegal immigration by half. We
have
cut the flow of fentanyl by half. But we need Congress to be able to act to actually fix the problem.
Should you have done that before he tried to say 888-971-SAGE? Now, far too many veterans who served our country honorably are now homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. Glenda Williams is a U.S. Army veteran who faced homelessness along with her five children. Glenda was struggling to keep up with her rent and basic living expenses. She lived in a dilapidated unit with rodents, mold, broken windows, and broken electrical appliances. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program provided Glenda with not just shelter, but also a safe and secure environment where she and her children can thrive. Glenda has since returned to school to pursue a degree, and her children are excelling in their studies. Imagine what it means to a veteran like Glenda to know that people like you were there to make sure her family had a safe and stable home and a solid foundation to build a new beginning. For Glenda's family and so many others like them, friends like you make all the difference. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T, dot org. Let's go to Dick for a change of pace. Dick is in Dayton, Ohio. Dick, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Larry. I was telling your screener I got a little worried about the Guardians, but if they win tomorrow, they'll be back in the second series, won't they?
Well, I'm a little worried of how glibly you refer to them as the Guardians, Dick.
Well, I knew it. You know what I always wanted, though? I always never think they should have changed. It's the Cleveland Indians, I would say.
Yeah, you but you just went right with it. They've indoctrinated you. They've changed your mind. It's a Jedi mind trick. Now you got them. Now they have Dick calling them the Guardian.
Hey, Larry, I want to know something. I am so disgusted with Stefanski and Watson. Are they going to come out of this shell? I mean, I'm a big Browns fan. I bet that, you know, from up in there. You think, Larry, there's any hope?
You know, I really don't know. Quick story. Thanks for calling, Dick. Quick story about the Browns. We'll get back to Kamala Harris's brand new ad. She unveiled a new ad called Man Enough because apparently, I guess they fear that some people are voting for Donald Trump because they think Donald Trump is manly. So I go to Cleveland. I move to Cleveland when I'm 25 years old, I think it is. New to the town, And I start familiarizing myself with their sports scene. Love sports. And the Browns, I find, are just beloved. If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours, only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is, Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half every single month. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile want you to believe you need unlimited data so they can overcharge you. Here's the fact. Most of you are buying way more data than you will ever need. Pure Talk only charges you for data you actually need. Listen to this. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data, plus hotspot. Do you know what you can do with 5 gigs of data? You can browse the internet for 135 hours, stream 1,000 songs, or watch 10 hours of video. Stop overpaying for wireless and get 5G coverage with Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say spend less. Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make switching easy. There's no contract and no activation fee. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now at 888-971-SAGE.
Hey Larry, this is Tim from Michigan. I was calling to let you know that I'm glad you're back on the air. It's good to hear your voice again. We missed you. And the Trump issue with the very fine people, which has been debunked by CNN, USA Today, and others. But it was all unnecessary, really, because if you look on 5 weeks after Charlottesville, September 14th, 2017, Donald Trump signed into public law 115-58, which states rejecting white supremacists, white nationalists, the KKK, neo-Nazis, and other hate groups.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. When it comes to masking pain, you may only feel the pain temporarily, but it never really goes away. The best course of action is to help your body help itself get rid of the pain. Relief Factor is a different approach to pain relief. It doesn't simply mask your pain for a short time. Instead, it helps eliminate it for good. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s that supports your body's response to inflammation. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor is a daily 100% drug-free supplement. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor, and nearly 70% go on to order it again. The results have been game-changing, even life-changing for so many. When you help your body get rid of pain, you can start feeling better every single day. Start living the way you want, stop masking your pain, and start fighting back naturally. Give Relief Factor a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Following up on what the gentleman just now said, Joe Biden goes to a historically black college for a commencement address. And he says the number one threat to the homeland is white supremacy. Recall, I talked to the former FBI agent about that. He said it was nonsense. And shortly after Biden said that to these historically, to these kids at this historically black college, a white man in Jacksonville murdered, I think it was two or three black men, and he was an admitted racist, admitted that he hated black people, and he killed them. And Biden issued a statement about this because it confirmed his narrative. About two or three months earlier, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, there's a black man, got a gun, walked up to a white man he did not know, pulls out the gun, and shoots him in the back of the head and kills him. Goes to another area of Tulsa, sees another white man, pulls out the gun, walks up to him, and shoots him in the back of the head, killing him. The black man admitted that he did it because he doesn't like white people. I know you know where I'm going with this story. Did the Biden White House issue a statement condemning racism irrespective of who commits it? No. Because it didn't fit the narrative. Now, the truth is, most homicides are same-race homicide. Whites who are killed are overwhelmingly killed by other whites. Blacks who are killed are overwhelmingly killed by other blacks. However, in recent years, on average, there have been about 750 black-white or white-black homicides. 500 whites have been killed by blacks, even though blacks are just 13% of the population, and 250 blacks have been killed by whites, even though whites are roughly 60% of the population. So you want to play this game. You could argue that it's a greater threat to the homeland posed by blacks than posed by whites. But of course, if you said anything like that, you'd be accused of racism. Now, I just talked about homicide. And roughly, in recent years, there have been about 500,000 black-white, white-black, violent offenses. I'm talking about attempted homicide, attempted manslaughter, rape, aggravated assault, which means assault with a deadly weapon. 85 to 90% of the time, it is a black perp. White victim. Only 10 to 15% the other way around. White perp, black victim. So you want to play the game about who is disproportionately harming, quote, the other race, close quote. You could argue that blacks are. I'm not making this argument. I'm talking about the rhetoric that Joe Biden is using and how poisonous this rhetoric is. It's a lie. And it's all done to generate anger, to make blacks feel as if they're under siege, to make blacks feel as if they're victims. And by the way, we wear the white hat. We ride the white horse. We're on your side in this tyranny that black people are experiencing at the hands of white supremacists. It is a freaking lie. Earlier, President Trump said the number one threat to democracy is stupid people. Well, they're treating you like you are stupid. They're saying things that are blatantly not true. They say them over and over again. Both sides lie. Inject bleach lie. Bloodbath lie. Dictator lie. Demeaned a handicapped reporter lie. Losers and suckers. One person said it. Several others there said they didn't hear it. And the person that said he said it, General Kelly, had been fired. So maybe, just maybe, he was a little embittered. I don't know. Best economy ever for blacks. Secure the border. Support school choice.
Dinesh D'Souza here. Have you heard about my new movie? It's called Vindicating Trump, and it's based on my book of the same name. This book is a deep dive into the real reasons why the left and the Democrats hate Donald Trump so much. They call him a tyrannical dictator. But in reality, it's the American government's authoritarian regime that's afraid. Afraid that Trump will dethrone them once again. Trump, as a charismatic leader, knows how to mobilize the people. He gets things done, and they don't like it. That's why they're doing everything they can to stop him, using lawsuits, indictments, even assassination attempts on his life. Vindicating Trump reveals Donald Trump as the one man that can stand up to the tyranny of the left. And that's precisely why we need his leadership now more than ever. Don't miss my no-holds-barred defense of Trump in Vindicating Trump. You can watch it now or buy the DVD. Go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Character assassination, legal assassination, two actual assassination attempts. They will try anything to stop Trump. Watch Dinesh D'Souza's Vindicating Trump or buy the DVD. Go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Next hour, Ted Cruz is in a fight for his life in his reelection campaign in the Senate. They've dumped a boatload of money trying to defeat him. He issued a message on the Hannity Show. I'm going to play that for you. Also, Kamala Harris has put out a new ad entitled Man Enough. Apparently, they're a little worried that some men are voting for Donald Trump because they perceive Donald Trump to be, dare I say, manly. Can't have that. Now, let's go to Calvin. Calvin is in Georgia. Calvin, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You got it.
Well, as we all know, you should have been on the debate stage with the other presidential candidates.
Well, Calvin, if that's what you called to tell me, I appreciate it. A quick story for those of you who don't know, I did run for president briefly. And in order to qualify for that first debate in Milwaukee, I had to have at least 1% in three different polls by a certain deadline. We submitted them in time. I get a phone call from Ronnie McDaniel saying, well, Larry, one of the polls you submitted can't be used, because the rules stipulate that any poll that's been commissioned by one of the candidates cannot be used by any candidate, including that one. Which poll are you talking about? I said. She said, Rasmussen. I said, I did not know Rasmussen was commissioned by Donald Trump. She said, it was, and therefore we cannot use it, and you can't use it. So you only submitted two, you need to submit three. So I submitted another one. And she said, you submitted it too late. By the way, about an hour or two after we had this conversation, Rasmussen caught wind of it and put out a tweet and said, we are not affiliated with Donald Trump. There's no reason why Larry Elder cannot use us. So I flew to Milwaukee anyway, hoping that they would change their mind. And I told them if they didn't change their mind by 2 o'clock that afternoon, I was going to file a complaint with the Federal Election Commission for $100 million. That's the value of the time that Fox News would have charged for 8 people to occupy a period for 2 hours. And I thought maybe, just maybe, they would blink for fear that the FEC might rule in my favor and would cost the RNC $100 million. So tick, 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 12:30, 12:45, 1 o'clock, 1:15, 1:30, 1:45. My phone does not ring. And they did not, as you know, put me up there on that debate stage. My lawyer was a former chairman of the Federal Election Commission. He's the one who filed the complaint. So there is a complaint with the FEC for $100 million against the RNC. If I win, maybe I won't be coming into work on Monday. 888-971-SAGE. There's a new Kamala Harris campaign ad entitled Man Enough. All of that and more. And Ted Cruz is putting out a plea. Throw something in the tip jar. I'm Larry Elder.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta
to Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.